I
So you
can't.
went to YWL. Oh, hold on. Hello, everybody. Long time no see. Almost a year. Literally about a month shy of a year. That's crazy.
Since we started or since our last episode?
Since our last episode.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
He changed jobs. I moved. It was a whole shit
show. I moved
show,
too.
And we
yeah.
He moved too, and then we couldn't correlate the time that would work for both
of
us.
Not at all.
And then he got another job, and now we're able to kind of correlate a time.
I had the same job. I had the same job when we started. This new job just.
Kept but me I thought busy. You're working more like remote.
I am right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not in the same industry anymore. It's like a whole different career. I was doing construction. Now I do more white collar. I am white collar.
Like
I work remotely
stuff.
And I travel. Yeah. Out of my home office. But also for me too, I was burnt out, bro. I was so burnt out of politics and content creators. Like, just being honest, it's so annoying.
Even when I was at YWLS and I was like, because people still recognize me and they come up. And now normally it's like if people recognize me here, they recognize me because I make fucked up jokes and say fucked up things on the internet. But it's not even like politically related.
It's not even that bad though, if we're being 100% honest. It
yeah,
could be a lot worse.
It could be. You've heard me say a lot worse.
Yes,
but
I have.
It's just, it's like stuff that's funny. And the people here, they see that and they don't even know I'm in politics or I was in politics. But I went to YWLS and they're all like, oh my god, Red Boy, we love your videos. I'm like, I don't think you fucking see my videos in a minute, bro.
What? Well, first of all, why were you at the Young Women's Leadership Summit? Or is that what it stands for? I don't know, but I know it's all girls.
Yeah, it's Young Women's Leadership Summit, but it was
Aubrey,
Kaylee, and Joey wanted to hang out. And so me and Jackson went up there, and then we saw like Ella, Alyssa,
okay,
a bunch of them, but...
So, if you're new, which probably won't be, but a few people, Tristan and I were involved heavily on social media for politics. That was a horribly pieced together sentence. Him and I both did political content on social media, more specifically, TikTok. Horrible life choice, honestly. I kind of regret some of the things that, like, God, man.
I like the people that I met, but, like,
yeah,
looking back
yeah.
at it, I'm like... That sucked.
Yeah. No, you're not kidding. It's crazy because, like, the more you think about it, you sit there, you're like, I used to sit there and be like, man, I got to put a video out today about something political, and I got to make sure I can spin it my way.
Then you have to do research, and just takes up more time.
The more
it ends up being an hour to make, like, a one-minute video.
Yeah. And the more I'd look into it, I'd be like, man, what I want to do isn't really truthful.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a big problem. And then, of course, you know, what was it? I think political TikTok was in its prime in the, 2019, 2020? That was the golden age of political TikTok.
Yeah, because that was like all of us, me, Lance, when Lance was Lance Videos, Nick Videos before he was Dick Videos.
God, I almost forgot about him.
Yeah. If you guys, like, if you're new, because I'm going to post this on my TikTok, so it gets more traction.
Also, for the older audience, because not everybody knows.
Knows what?
About, like, the TikTok political people.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't going to say that, though. I was just going to tell them, like, in this, we used to do politics a lot, but now, and we're both conservative, and we'd be picking sides, obviously, and we'd lean more towards, obviously, the conservative side. But now, we're pretty much just reporting and making fun of random shit that's going on in the world.
We'll still give our political opinions, but...
Yeah, we'll still give political opinions, but if you look at some of the last or older videos, too, we didn't just shit on Democrats, we also shit on the Republicans, too, just to kind of even it out.
Were you from Canada now?
Huh?
Were you from Canada now?
I said even it out.
No, you didn't. You said out. I don't know whatever you said. But yeah, I mean, because even right now, bro, speak like what we were talking about, the political commentary or just the Polititalk community is the right wing is just as bad as the left wing was when Trump was in office.
It's because they're fucking reaching so bad now.
Bro, for real. It's like everything you said you were better than and you despised a couple years back, you are now it.
The thing that I find funny is a lot of Republicans now are just like, yeah, this is a topic that I see them doing, and a lot of the content creators, yeah, I support the Second Amendment, blah, 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 but I'm like, and then they start talking about, like, certain restrictions we should have. I'm like, once you say but after that sentence, that literally just means that you're totally against guns. Like, I understand, like, background checks and everything like that, yeah, but I've heard Republicans now after this last shooting, because maybe they're just trying to get validation or something, talking about, like, honestly, I don't think we do need 30-round magazines. This one dude was like, we really shouldn't give out 30-round clips. I'm like, well, you have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
That sucks for the two drum mags I got.
That's what I'm saying.
Oops. No, and the other thing, too, is, like, it doesn't even matter, like, with the right wing, with a lot of the gun rights and stuff, it's more worried about dunking on the other side than it is trying to figure out and have a discussion of why do they think that way. Because it's like you're watching the same thing. And it's like you guys are standing next to each other, you know what I mean? But you're watching, like Jocko Willink said this a while back, it's like you're watching a different movie than somebody, but you're in the same place. But like with the whole gun rights thing, it's like there's definitely, in my opinion, I'm all about firearms. And I really think in terms of restrictions, first of all, you're not going to be able to ban guns, never be able to get them off the street. And let's just put it this way. If somebody comes to try and take my guns, I mean, I'm just not going to happen. You know what I mean? It's just not. I'm not saying I'm going to be violent or anything. It's just...
Well, I mean, look at Canada. Justin Trudeau, I can never pronounce his last name. He didn't ban them. Technically, he did. It put a freeze on handguns.
Yeah.
Handguns are no longer allowed to be sold, transported, carried, nothing. And handguns was, like, the main thing that they were able to buy there, like, besides shotguns and stuff.
When was this?
Oh, this was, like, a week ago.
Hmm?
Yeah. Jeez. You can look it up. He put a complete freeze on it.
So no more going... So if you get attacked by a bear, you better hope that bear mace works.
And you need a knife, bro. It's like...
Fetal position.
It's like, I was just waiting for them to be like... Or for him to be like, yeah, no. We're gonna go and round up all the fucking... Because he is socialist, communist as fuck. He's just
retarded. He's a stereotypical progressive, like AOC.
Dictatorship. But it's just like, I heard about that. I'm like, really? I thought it was just bullshit, and the video was kind of lagging from the sound, so I thought someone just like put a voiceover on it.
Yeah, dubbed it over or something.
Yeah, dubbed it over in order to like cause like a meme or drama or some shit.
Yeah.
No, it's very much fucking real.
Dude.
It's so dumb.
Oh, man. It's like, yep, I spent... some poor dude living out in the Canadian boonies is like, I spent my hard-earned paycheck saving up for this gun because I'm tired of being scared if I'm going to get attacked by a bear walking to the bus station or whatever it is. And it's like, now all of a sudden, it's like...
It's like, the first thing...
Well...
Like, I don't know. It's so dumb. It's like, just... Banning these, a fucking handgun, is the dumbest shit when they still have access to... In comparison, I don't think they should ban any guns, but when they look at a handgun compared to the damage that a shotgun, quote-unquote, could do, why are they going after the fucking handguns? It's like here, the fucking correlation is like, they're going after AR-15s, but most gun-related homicides and deaths are from handguns, including the fact that 60% of gun-related deaths are suicide.
Yeah, that's a whole nother topic. That's like a whole nother thing in itself, too.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the stigmatization of whatever it is. Stereotyping of the AR-15. It's like, me personally, if I'm going to get in a gunfight within 100 meters, I'm taking an AK. That's just me, though. Anything with a bigger round.
It carries heavier or more velocity at that short of a range because it's 7.62. It's 30 cal, but...
It's like, oh, the AR-15 is like the craziest weapon ever made. I'm like, dog, I can go buy an anti-material rifle right now.
That's the thing. It's like...
Please don't ban those, but still. Like, this isn't... What are you talking about?
Well, they're like, oh, well, AR-15s, high-capacity magazines, the rate of fire is way too much. But if they look at... And I think I've brought this up on our podcast before. You take an AR-15 and a Mini 14 with a wood stock. Both a 16-inch barrel, put right. optics on both of them. Mini 14s do have 30-round capacity magazines. Rate of fire, semi-fire, it's really up to how fast you shoot. But one's completely fine because it's like wood stock. If it's the rate of fire was really a problem, they'd start cutting off people's fingers. Like, that's the only way they're going to solve that. The rate of fire is going to be about the same on a handgun. Well, actually, no. Rate of fire, well, it depends on your trigger as well. But it's just...
Theoretically, it's how fast you can pull the trigger. It's typically, in a layman's term, that's what semi-automatic is.
I mean, I still have my FRT triggers.
But yeah, what happened with them?
No, I still have them.
What happened with their company? I thought their company was under fire.
Oh, Rare Breed? I don't know. So the ATF went after them.
Quick, what's the FRT for people listening?
The something reset trigger. Force reset trigger.
Force reset
trigger. It's pretty much a automatic trigger assembly. Not even an assembly. It's just a drop-in. And it makes your gun in automatic as long as you have a adjustable gas block because you have to tune it.
Right.
And the only downfall is it's not select fire. It's literally safe or get fucked. Those are the only two. So you're just spending a shit ton of ammo. But, so Rare Breed had the AFT. Yeah, AFT as Biden would say. Go after them. And they were able to win the first time because they had some sort of thing that made their company run like it was a lawyer firm. It's like some weird setup that they did when they were starting it.
Yeah.
And so it was really hard for the ATF to go after them, but the ATF's still trying to figure out
how to get
that. Because it's just like, they told them to just like stop production, get rid of all the triggers, or make it so you need like a class 3 FFL in order to get that.
Yeah, yeah.
But at that point, might as well just get a select fire trigger. But I mean, select fire triggers don't even really drop into most lower receivers. Y'all should just start using fucking coat hangers. Not for abortions, but to make a shear pin. But
what a time to be alive. We're discussing gun rights and with the abortion stuff going on, bro.
God. I haven't been catching up or really paying attention to like.
I haven't either because I don't care.
Besides Roe versus Wade, yeah, I don't really give
a shit. I really don't. I mean, okay, to be honest with you, I have a moral objection to it. That's just because of what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's right. I don't think anybody should do that. Am I really going to be able to win an argument with that? Not everyone believes in God. So.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And we've talked about that before. Using like the Bible as a credible backup source to like a subjective argument is really not going to help you win that argument
at all. Yeah, but you're completely right in saying, hey, this is why I believe it is because these are my beliefs.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, well, think about something outside of it. You don't need evidence outside of that because this is why you believe that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm not sitting here arguing. You asked me why I believe something. You didn't ask me what's correct. And even still, I have to say, like, this is correct. This is my truth.
And so as long as, like...
No, obviously it's not it might not be the truth, but it's why I believe what I believe.
Yeah, it's not the truth, but it's your truth. And if you believe it, no one's going to be able to be like, well, actually, no, scratch that. I do know some Christians, some people that you and I know, influencers, that's their only talking point when it comes down to it is pretty much like the Bible. And they're telling people like, no, you're wrong because this is what my faith says. And I'm like, well, not everyone believes in your faith. I'm like, that's completely subjective. You can't tell them that what they believe is wrong because their beliefs don't align with yours.
Right. Like, how are you gonna convince an atheist? Like, it just so happens that you're agnostic, right? If I'm still getting that correctly.
I'm a theist.
You change every day, Tristan.
No. So John
every
Doyle.
Every color of the rainbow, you done change. I'm agnostic. I'm an atheist. No, I'm actually pagan.
I thought no, I'm God. A Jew. No, but so I thought that I was agnostic until John Doyle told me. He corrected me because I still believe in God. Just not a certain religion's God.
You
and
believe
John
in
Doyle
deity.
Is smart as shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. He said, you're a theist. I'm like, okay. Well, if John says it, I'm going to believe it. Because John, I think he's mildly autistic, but he doesn't know shit. No, I love John. But even like with that video I posted a couple days ago, right? everyone took that like the wrong way. When I said being a Christian and refusing to associate or be friends with sex workers just because it's against your religion and Jesus hung out with prostitutes. So many people took it the wrong way. I'm like, bro, I'm not saying that you have to be best fucking friends with them. No. I'm like, the Bible says that you're supposed to use your faith and use communication to bring people closer to God. How are you going to do that if you don't talk to them?
We're in this weird thing, because you're 100% right, where somebody like you, who was self-identifying agnostic for a while and knew a lot more about Scripture than people who claim to be Christian. And it's crazy to me. Like, I've had plenty of the people, some of the people we're friends with, like, oh, I can't ever associate with them. Why not, bro? You say you're a Christian, right? Okay. Jesus approached these people. You know what I mean? He sought these people out. Well, not always sought them out, but he would always, like, say, you know, what can I do for you, Hoss? You know, it would be very respectful to him. And that's how we're supposed to live our life, is, you know, treat someone how we want to be treated, right? Love our neighbor as thyself. I might hate my neighbor. Me and my neighbor might not get along at all with politics or sexual identity or whatever, but I'm still going to be respectful to him.
Well, yeah, that's what... one dude made a video about me. I didn't make a video about him back because I'm just like, it's not really worth it because talking about religion. And I'm not the same religion as him. But even I know, because he was just like, it was super dumb because his talking point was Jesus only hung out with them to bring them closer to faith and closer to God. I'm like, what do you think I'm talking about? I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do.
That's the point.
Christ-like.
You're not supposed to act like God.
I mean, I do when I pour like water in an anthill, but that's different.
Well, that's just because you're sadistic, but you don't even know what that word means, do you?
Fuck no. Anyways, but I was like, you're literally saying exactly what I was insinuating. You're supposed to hang out with, not even like hang out with them, but approach them, communicate with them, talk to them if you really want to bring them closer to God. Most Christians don't, unless they're like super deep into faith and they're a pastor or whatever, like that's like the whole thing that they do. But most people that identify with the Christian religion, none of them go out and actually try to bring people closer to God.
Bro, like, you have no idea. Like, you literally have no idea, because I've been in the church longer than you have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still an active member of the church. You know what I mean? I don't know if you're the last time you've been to church, whatever. You have no idea. It's like, you need to go out, we need to minister. And everyone's like, yes, pastor, I agree. Where you at, though, Monday through Saturday? You ain't doing nothing. And it's like, crazy.
It doesn't come up in random, like, conversation, too. Like, no one's going to ever really bring it up in random conversation with somebody that they don't know if they're for sure, like, religious.
Right.
But it's like, I don't know. It's just, it's so fucking, like, stupid to me.
Well, for me, I've never been able to, I mean, never been the best at reciting scripture off the dome.
Oh, yeah, no.
And I've always been better talking to people just through natural conversation. And that's not even just for religion, just for anything. I can always, like, we'll eventually get around to, because we've already had that, in the sales world, we call that bonding and rapport.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically means we have a little bit of an established connection where I can start having or asking more difficult questions, more business-related questions, and it won't be taken so harshly because we already have that relationship.
Yeah.
The same thing for me is when I'm talking about my political beliefs or my religion or anything like that, is like, I'm going to get to know you first a little bit, instead of coming over here and beating you over the head with a Bible or the Constitution, you know what I mean? It's like, because that'll achieve nothing. And there's so many people you and I know that it's more about dunking on them, making a meme out of them, showing how cringy you are, making fun of them. I'm like, bro, like, what are you really achieving here? Because, sure, it might be funny short term, but it's like, that just, they're never going to want to switch over to our, you know, the right. They're never going to reconsider their ways. You're going to be like, oh, these guys are a bunch of bullies.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like, no one that I know that's a Christian goes out and asks people if they want to go with them to church. And that's the easiest way to, like, bring some... That's the easiest starter way to bring someone to God. Take them to church. They might like it. They might not. If they don't like it, figure out another angle. But... Yeah. And... I was going to say something. It was something one of the guys fucking said. Oh, yeah, because I was in an argument with someone, and I was just like, God tells you, like, not to pass judgment. He's like, right. No, that's wrong. He says we can judge righteously. I'm like, I don't think you understand
no.
that exactly, how, like, how you're using
no.
it. No. I'm like, that is, like when I said don't pass judgment on sex workers, because to the Bible, or per the Bible, yeah, in, like, our community, that's going to be considered worse than, you know, if you're out drinking like I'm fucking doing right now. But the sin's still the same. You're not better than them.
No.
Like, yeah. You could do something that is very small, and then someone could do something that is fucking murder.
Yeah.
God's not going to be like, yeah, that guy's going to hell. You get a pass, you can come up.
It's all equal. Every sin's mm-hmm. equal, from the little white lie you tell your mom to going out and capping somebody in the back of the head. It's sin is sin. You know what I mean? So, obviously, our society holds those in two different standings, but within the Bible, that's not the case. You know, and it's just funny. I mean, like you and I know, because we've been in these groups. We still are in some of these groups, and you know, I used to associate with some pretty, I don't want to say extreme people. I didn't associate with them, but they always thought I was going to join their the Groyper movement or whatever. You know, you ever heard of them?
Yeah,
they always,
dude, Nick Fuentes. I'll have some shit to tell you when you're done.
They always thought I was part of them because we shared similar beliefs. No, I don't think the bell curve is a real thing for anyone listening. Like, not those beliefs. There's a few things where we can find some common ground, but they always thought me more funny or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, like, being in these groups and seeing these people that these influencers we associate with, and then you look at, okay, I'm supposed to be a Christian. I'm supposed to be this very decent human being who represents all the positive things about right-wing thinking, and then they're just turn out to be the worst thing ever. It is so demoralizing and just sinks every hope I have for our, you know, future of, like, the right-wing thinking.
Oh, what the fuck happened?
You have turned your stream off. Your audio fucking, only.
I tried to turn on my fucking light.
Your audio only. Nice.
Why is it fucking doing this? I gotta change my gut. I
forgot. Yeah, switch over this. OBS there, buddy. Yeah,
there we go.
Technical difficulties. As Tristan has screwed it up.
But anyways, like you're saying, yeah, they claim to do all this shit. They go to these events where it's just like, yeah, this is what's right. We have high morals, stuff like that.
What and happens in the off time in those events?
Exactly. It's like, even the people that we were with this last weekend, not Aubrey, Kaylee, Joey, not like right. them, but the other people that I saw, it's like, I know what they were doing there because I've been at the event too. I know that they're talking about God, they're doing all this, blah, 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 portraying like they're such a good such good people. And I know what they were doing right after that when they were going out to the bars and shit. And a lot of these people too, that are Republican, you know, like high morals and everything. The amount of our friends and the amount of times that they talk about sex, and they're all saying that they're Christian, the amount of times they talk about premarital sex and stuff, it's like, that doesn't bother me. Sex is sex. But it's like, dude, you're not really portraying at all what you're trying to hold yourself to. And it's just so weird because all of them are like, yeah, fucking Bible this, Bible that. I'm a good person. I got railed last weekend, bro. Hold up, I'm gonna grab a beer real quick.
No, you're good. I can't stand that stuff. I really can't. So for all our people that are still listening, it's Tristan. Reloads on the beer. If you're watching YouTube, or you're watching our YouTube video version of this podcast, you will see Tristan's social distance these nuts flag. Oh boy. But if you're new, or if you're returning, so we are changing the format up a little bit. It's going to be more of a discussion and just casual discussion. We still will, like you said, talk on politics, but we're actually going to try and have more guests on, so it's not just us two idiots. We were talking about your social distance these nuts flag.
Oh.
But that's kind of the format we're looking for. But, man, I mean, it's almost sad to think about. You know what I mean?
What, the fucking double, not even a double yeah. standard, the hypocrisy?
Yeah, it's not a double standard, yeah, it's a hypocrisy. It's mm-hmm. No, it's an act. And I don't care who I piss off by saying this, you are an act, you are pretending at that point. Because you get on camera, or you know, you go to these events, and you put on this mask, and you are an actor for a freaking scene. And then as soon as it's cut and it's over with, you are a completely different person. You know what I yeah. mean? Yeah.
And it's like, the other thing is too, it's like no one ever calls each other out on it because they all do the same shit together when yeah. they're in a group. It's like,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's like, I get that every one of our friends, quite literally every single one of them, claim they're Christian. I get everyone struggles with sin. But you have to try to not, like, commit.
You at least sin. Give. An effort.
Yeah, so like an C's effort. Passing, bro. Like, yeah. At least do something.
Show up to class.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God. It's just, it gets on my nerves. I don't know why, but it's like...
You know how many phone calls or texts we're about to get possibly after this one?
Yeah, if anyone, I know who's going to watch this.
I don't care, though, because I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of seeing it.
We talk about that, too, and the funny thing is, these people, they'll be like, these people, they're hypocrites. They'll call other one of our friends hypocrites because they go out and do something. They have sex. They go out and get drunk. I'm like, bro, you literally went out to the bars with me yesterday.
It's like being in high school. It's like being in high school all over again. Just all over again. I thought I left that like a few years back. No. Nope.
Political TikTok was literally just a straight orgy.
But it's not even the right. It's not even just the right, though, because we're talking a lot about the groups we're in.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact it's on the left because okay, here's the thing. So how I got into political social media, right, was the Republican Hype House, Conservative Hype House, whatever. That, by the way, the more I'm thinking about that was the stupidest thing ever. I mean, it worked.
Aubrey brought that up. She's just like, yeah, I had a bigger account than you. I'm like, you quite literally didn't.
I'm like, anyway,
if I could 1.2 million followers,
made if up of that like matters, eight or that's nine sad. People. That's sad. Anyway, I hopped on a Zoom call because they used to do these interactive Zoom calls with their followers, and I thought it'd be funny just to go in here and listen to what these younger people had to say. Well, it was that, or they also reposted like one of my videos or something like that. I don't remember. Might have been the Conservative Hype House you were a part of. I don't honestly remember. Anyway,
I wasn't a part of them.
I don't know.
With Cam Higby? No, they just reposted my shit.
Oh.
Or they'd, like, stitch it. It didn't do anything. They didn't add anything to my video. It stitched the first 5 seconds.
I agree
with him because I'm like, bro, you didn't add
it. It's just like the right-wing Instagram pages that share the same 400 posts over and over again.
Like
I like some of them. I follow some of them. But, like, Allegiance...
I really don't want to use people's names, but I also really want to use people's
Allegiance
names.
To Liberty will post the same thing that the typical liberal posts. That'll post the same thing that Keep America USA will post. They'll post the same thing
that Amjad posts.
The same thing that Graham Allen posts. Which, now, there are definitely some things where it gets like, yeah, bro, spread that. You know what I mean? Like, spread that. But sometimes I'm like, make your own content.
It's just
be
so
productive.
Annoying. So annoying. I go on Instagram and it's the same, like,
yeah.
20 posts, and then I'll go back on later and there's 20 more posts from 20 different people and it's all spread out. Then I want to check people's Instagram stories. It's the same fucking post.
Yep.
I'm like, oh my God, dude.
But anyway, I joined the Zooms and eventually, like, they liked me for some reason. I don't know. They thought my accent was funny and my beard was cool. But,
they probably thought you were like 25,
26. Yeah. But anyway. They, like, I'd sit there, okay, I just turned 20, well, I didn't just turn, I turned 21 in March, so, this March of 2022, but...
For those of you that are new, he does look older than me, I know that's probably what you're finding.
Yeah, I also dwarf you, or I make you look like a dwarf to me, I think I used that phrase correctly, I don't know. Anyway, dude, we had some left-leaning creators in there. We had some, like bigger left-leaning creators in there, and, like, before we'd kick it off live or whatever, because they keep posting these, and I'd just pop in because it was kind of cool, and it was quarantine, like, real quarantine. You couldn't go outside, so it's just, like, whatever, online friends, which is, by the way, it's really sad. That's a whole nother topic, but I was like, they were all buddy buddy, and as soon as something started, a debate came out, and it was just like we hated each other. And I was like, bro, what happened? Like, I wasn't even trying to debate. I'm just sitting here like trying to still talk and like, okay, you don't agree with me. Let's get your point of view. Oh, you want my point of view? Well, let's bring in them. You know what I mean? So you're not just hearing mine. But after that, it just turned into a debate, and I'm sitting here. I'm like, really?
Like, I just think it. It's
5 minutes
dumb.
Ago, we were talking to each other like we were best friends, and now you talk to me like you hate my guts. And these are left-wing people, you know what I mean?
It's just so dumb, like, when we do those political debates, or we used to, it'd be like a bunch of conservatives, right? Someone brings up something, someone has a different point of view about it, and then everyone just starts arguing over the same point that's supposed to be like our talking point in order to get people to believe. I'm like, it's literally, it doesn't make any fucking sense. Every time I would get out of those Zooms, I would be more confused than the time or when I first went into them.
Yeah, bro. Seriously.
I do miss the Zooms we did with Alex and Sydney and stuff.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I guess you do.
Oh, those and, Alex.
And True and Casey and all them.
No, I didn't miss those Zooms.
Huh?
Who paid for the Zoom? Who paid for the Zoom lobbies? Think about it.
I'm guessing it was you.
Yeah.
You're the one asking.
The one that finances everything.
Fucking hilarious.
I know. You know, people were sitting there like, bro, you've been there. Like, yeah, it comes off my debit card. Yeah, I know.
But with how many
about.
Times that we did it, though, like how often we used it, it was still pretty fun.
Yeah, I was in there. I was in there for almost all of them. But,
and we never really got political in those either. We just hung out. And this last time we did it, just to catch up with everyone, True was arresting people. This shit was fucking funny.
I was,
weren't you in that one?
I wasn't. He wasn't arresting anybody in that one.
Well, he was pulling people over.
No, I joined later. I joined after that.
Oh, no, he was straight up
pulling
people
over,
and he put, man. I have the OBS recording. He would put the phone in, like, his mag pouch and take us with him when he walked up to him. He performed, like, a couple car searches, too. It was like Friday, he was, like, picking up
live
PD and stuff. Yeah,
live
it was our
PD.
Own personal live PD.
Mm-hmm. Screw A&E for taking that off the air, by the way. I don't know what I'm supposed to do on those nights anymore. Still don't. It's been off forever.
But it was so funny just to see how True acts in like a professional setting. He was professional. He was nice.
Didn't he
everyone,
just have a baby?
Yeah, like yesterday. Dude, awesome. I think Casey or someone texted in the group chat. Oh no, Alex did. But
somebody did.
Yeah, I still got to text him and be like, "Congrats!" I forgot.
You haven't texted him yet.
No,
I did. He didn't open it though because he's probably over there dying of sleep deprivation. But. You were gonna tell me something about Nick Fuentes.
Oh yeah, Nick Fuentes got outed because
I haven't heard about him in forever. I haven't heard from him or about him, and I don't even know how long.
The only time I ever really hear about him is when I'm with like Caden, Blake, and Gabe, and John, and all them.
Yeah. But,
so he posted something, or he was streaming something, and it was like on his phone. It was like a screen recording.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the internet, exited out, or didn't exit out, but he hit tabs, that way he could close out one of them.
Yeah.
And one of the top tab was like transgender porn. Kevin,
no,
fucking,
wait, no, no, please tell me you're lying.
No,
are you
I'll
being
see,
serious?
I'm about to have Kevin send, no, actually, I still might have it, bro.
Wait, which Kevin?
Kevin Lee.
Oh, bro, no way. Okay, if you don't know who Nicholas Fuentes is, because that's who he is, Nicholas J. Fuentes, he is like the main spokesperson of this American First movement, which is a nationalist movement. Before anyone gets like super upset, like nationalism isn't a bad thing, to have pride in one's nation, but it's like almost on this point of a constitutional
white nationalism. That's more of a problem.
Yeah. They definitely are looking into a constitutional monarchy. Or not even a constitutional monarchy. They'd like to have like a Christian-run, you know, government. That, first of all, will just never work, because if that's your case, America's too far gone, and not everyone, there's not enough people that would be willing to do that. There'd be Christians that wouldn't be willing to do that. But anyway, super, like, stay abstinent, you know, some really sketchy stuff, some really far right stuff. He believes that different races have a preset IQ, that some races are, you know, have a lower IQ than others. Anyway, the last guy on Earth that you would think
would be watching transgender porn,
yeah,
would be him.
Oh my god, but, dude, that is God right there. That is an act of God.
Every groiper's punch in the air,
dude. That's great. You know where it's gotta be? It's gotta be on Twitter.
Oh yeah.
Hold on, it's it got everything's to be.
On fucking Twitter.
No, because the Twitter hates that man.
That is very much true. Let's see. Nick Fuentes trans.
Also, be careful, because if you look at some of the stuff that people post on there, it's pretty rough.
I found the fucking screenshot though. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't swipe down anymore.
You found the screenshot? Yeah, send it to me, please, bro.
Fucking. Let's
see. Please. Bro, he is an idiot. He's not, you know, he's my age.
Oh, yeah, I'm not scrolling anymore. Fuck that. That's a.
You know, he's like between you and I's age.
Really?
Like, everyone thinks he's old. Yeah. So, like, everyone's got this idea that he's like some wise older guy. Not like older, like 50s, but. No, bro, he's a kid. He's a little kid, too. It's hilarious.
Oh, there it is.
Let's see. I'm not gonna... A little reminder, who is relevant and who isn't. Wait.
And this is from one of his fucking, like, a screen recording he did.
Yo!
Yeah.
Yo! Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Yep.
No way. I can't show that. I'm not even going to describe it on this podcast. Mm. That is transgender pornography. God bless, man. That's crazy. Jeez.
It's something. It's fucking funny.
Yeah, it is. Because it's the last person you'd think would happen. Like, and that's, dude, that's, honestly, second to Donald Trump. He's second only to Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis, so maybe third place. There's so many people, young right-wing influencers that idolize that man.
Nick?
Idolize Nick Fuentes. Yes. Like, yeah. Badly. Just horrible. Because that's the other thing, too, is do you remember when Joe Biden, so like, this is what I'm trying to spin this into, the idolize thing. It's like, they complain about the left being a hive mind and being NPCs when they literally are the same thing, just rebranded.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, do you remember when Joe Biden called Trump the MAGA King? And everybody, like everybody on the right wing is like, yeah, he's the MAGA King. Like nobody sat back and thought like, dude, this is really weird that we're all like, yeah, he's the MAGA King.
That's another thing too. Idolization is a sin.
Isn't it? So, man, it's for a non-Christian, you're talking a lot of scripture, sir.
Yeah, but I don't know. But that's one of the things, though.
Yeah.
All of them claim that they're Christians, godly,
holy people. No, yeah, I know.
But they all idolize the fuck out of Trump. And, like, he was a... I liked him as president.
Yeah,
but,
me too.
Like,
I voted for him in 2020. I mean...
Yeah, he's... I don't know. It's just so weird to me, like, how... Like you said, he said MAGA King and no one thought twice.
Dude, all these, again, the right-wing social media pages, all the bigger ones started, it's like, he said, he is our MAGA King. Like, come on, dude.
I don't. It's just, idolization is weird. I mean, hell, people idolize, celebrities, they idolize politicians. Politicians, I don't understand. They idolize YouTubers. It's like, I don't know. I've had, like, people say, they'll say on my Instagram or TikTok, you're my idol. I'm like, don't fucking say that to me, bro. Please I am, like, don't. The worst example of an idol, bro.
Yeah, you're a horrible person. You're a god-awful person. You are filth.
That's what I'm saying. And they're just like, you're my idol. I aspire to be like you. I'm like, no, you don't.
If you knew me, like, no, you don't.
I'm like, I'm not a bad guy, but I am a piece of shit. So it's just like, do you really want to, like, go out of your way to be like me just to piss people off on the internet? Because that was, like, the biggest mistake I ever made in my life. Because now that's my life now.
I look back doing at some of the videos I made that were specifically targeted to piss some people off or a certain group off. And I'm like, I can't believe I sat there and, like, recorded that and then looked at it. And I was like, yeah, this is a good idea to post this.
But I also do it as memes. And I do it to everyone. Like, all my videos normally have... Unless it's, like, military humor, but when I post, like, the dark jokes, everyone's just like, this is going to piss off a certain group of people. I'm like, yeah, it's supposed to piss off a certain demographic of people. Yeah. And then I'm going to post another one tomorrow about a different demographic.
About your demographic.
Yeah, about Asian people. And then I'm going to make joke about white people, and then black people, then the Jews 3 or 4 times, then...
Why 3 or 4 times? Wait.
Because my brother's Jewish.
That doesn't seem like a very good reason. That sounds like some...
Dude, there was this ad on TikTok today, and some old crusty white dude is just like, let's start calling anti-Semitism what it really is. Jew hatred. Like, that's quite literally what anti-Semitism...
It's the definition, boss.
Yeah. I'm like, why did you feel a need to post this? And it was a sponsored ad.
It wasn't an ad then. It was just a sponsored post. Bro, people pay to put their posts on the For You page.
That's what it was? So
Did it just say sponsored underneath it?
Yeah.
But and it looked like a normal post, except it just said sponsored.
Oh, is that what promote means?
Yeah. You can pay money to TikTok for them to put your video on the For You page.
Fucking dude, the comments were killing me. One of the top comments was like, yeah, and this video is why. And I was just dying scrolling through that shit. I was like, God, people are ruthless. And that guy's probably just like sitting there. He's like, damn, I really thought this video was going to work. It's like, no, you posted on the internet, bro.
Yes.
You're going to make more people make jokes about Jews.
I have a question because you live in Texas, right? Like, for people that don't know, we live in 2 different states. We've actually never met in person before. Mm-hmm. He flaked out. We were supposed to meet up in North Carolina, and he flaked out.
No, I was getting yelled at by my commander.
My statement still stands. So,
it's not my fault. I flaked out then when I turned 18 and joined the military. I flaked out on fucking life.
Yeah, he did. Anyway, he lives in Texas, so he actually interacts with our friend group a lot more than I do.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do? Like, what do some of these people do for jobs, honestly? Because I'm like, some of them have graduated out of high school, and which is cool. And if they're getting paid to do what they're doing, bro, like, more power to you. I wish, you know what I mean? But
the thing is, they offer Trey, like, they make so much money off social media. But I know just off of, like, me doing social media and how big my account was, I know for a fact they're not making, they're like, yeah, I make $8,000. No, you don't. Not every month.
Million on TikTok doesn't mean anything, bro, honestly. Yeah,
I had 1.5 mil, and even with my views, I was making, like, off the creator fund, only maybe, like, 500 to 1,000 every month, depending on, like, what videos were hitting the For You page. But they're all just like, they'll come in, they're just like, yeah, last month I made $2,000 off the For You page. They have like 50,000 followers. I'm like, you don't have to lie about it. Like, that. There's no point in lying about it.
Yeah.
But most of them do like social media. A lot of them, so like Blake, Gabe, and Caden, they go out door knocking and stuff. They're working with, it was someone that was running for some sort of office here.
They work for campaigns?
Yeah, campaigns, yeah. And so they're actually out doing stuff. And they do a lot of marketing with, like, social media. Their podcast has actually been going pretty well, too.
KGB show.
Yeah. And,
That started right as we killed ours.
Yeah.
We shot ourselves in the foot. Not even in the foot. We shot ourselves. But, honestly, Tristan and I really don't care in terms of we just do this because we enjoy doing it. We have no outlet, because even though we don't like talking politics that much, we still kind of do, and this is an outlet, and it works. And we figured we should record it. It wouldn't hurt, and it didn't hurt for a while. We, you know, a lot of people enjoyed it. So we just gonna
people were asking when we were gonna drop a video, and people are still asking that. And I'm just like, I feel like we definitely probably fucking
should. Yeah, almost 365 days later, here we are. We're still alive.
But Lance, he just moved in with Liam in South Carolina, I think.
Oh, so he ain't
Liam, in Texas anymore. Mm. Liam Rafi.
Why did everybody go to Texas? What was that deal? Because you went, and then there was already people down there, but it was like, we're going to Texas.
Well, I'm from here, though, so it's like, I had a reason to come back.
Well, I know.
All these other people, like Blake, Gabe, and Caden, they moved down here because they moved in with Lance, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, I like Texas, don't get me wrong, and I'm biased because I'm from here, but... Right. It's not the best place, especially Dallas, bro. Like, Dallas is not the best place in Texas that you could live. Why everyone moved to fucking Dallas, it was
Texas ridiculous. Is expensive, too, bro. Like, because people were moving there. Like, there's a demand.
Exactly. And I don't know why everyone moved here. It was kind of annoying, because they're all just like, yeah, let's hang out. Like, I hung out with my buddy Nate. He's that worker on TikTok. Yeah. But him and I are actually, like, good friends, and we're friends before I moved back. But once I moved here, and then everyone's like, yeah, we're moving here too. I was like, okay. I'm not going to hang out with you guys. No, I did hang out with them. I do enjoy hanging out with the boys and stuff. But some of them that are down here, like all my friends that I know here in College Station, none of them are like people I met on social media. Well, yeah. Besides Jackson, but he lives in Temple. But everyone down here is just like, which people come up. Adams.
Oh, that guy. That guy dropped off the map. Or no, that guy was crazy for a little bit, though.
Yeah, on the libertarian side.
No, like, is he still banging for Nick Fuentes?
No.
No, that part of him, he went crazy for a little bit with that stuff. And I think he kind of was like, okay, this is stupid.
No, he's an ANCAP now.
I don't even know what that is.
Anarcho-capitalist.
I couldn't tell you what that is. That's the other thing, too, bro. Everyone complains about how many genders there are. Let's look at how many political identifications there are. I mean, bro, I'm right-wing. Yeah. There it is. I'm Christian. I'm right-wing. That's my identification.
I forgot who it was. I was talking to someone at Amfest, and they're just like, what are you? I'm like, well, I'm a classical liberal, and that's just right-wing or right-leaning, like libertarian, because some of my views are fucking libertarian, like abortion. I don't care because it doesn't directly affect me. I don't like it, don't agree with it, doesn't affect me, so I don't give a shit.
Here's my thing, right? I'm Team America. I'm pro-America. There. That's all you should know. That's all I care about. Yeah. I care about God, and I care about America.
And this is how you know, like, people don't understand. Like, people will claim that they're whatever type of their political affiliation is. And I told them, I'm like, I'm a classical liberal because I fucking know what that means. They're like, you're a liberal? I thought you were a Republican. I'm like, I'm not explaining this.
If you're gonna sit here and ask what you are on the political spectrum, and then like make a big deal about the specific one you are, and then you say you're a liberal, at least know what a classical liberal is.
Well, yeah, it's just like, normally when they ask, they'll be like, I'm a constitutionalist. It's simple. But some of them don't even fucking know what that means.
Yeah.
I've heard some people, I told one person, he was actually a Democrat, but I'm like, I'm a constitutionalist. He's like, you're a nationalist? Or he said, is that the same as a nationalist? I'm like,
no.
Yeah.
Well, yes, but no. It's
like yes and no, but I'm just like, it's by definition, no.
By definition.
But technically, yes.
What was that
movie? It's not a bad thing, it's like, though.
Well, yes. But actually, no.
No, it's so annoying. It's like, yeah, we complain about how many genders there are. Meanwhile, everyone's taking that grid test to see where they're at. It's like left, right, authoritarian, something else. I'm like, dude, it's the dumbest thing in the fucking world.
It's like, I did it, and I was like, yep, still on the right. Okay. That's all I care about.
As long as I'm on the fucking right, you know, I don't really give a shit.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's one group of these identifications that really get on my nerves. Wow. Excuse me, the most.
Who?
Paleocons.
Oh, yeah. Paleoconservatives.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I just don't even associate with them. It's just like, like, people now, like, they
but wanna... there's a lot of our friend groups that are identifying as Paleocon.
Yeah, but they'll be like, they'll come up and they want to strike up a conversation. They'll be like, so what do you think is, like, with your political beliefs? What do you think? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I really don't care, and we're at a bar, so I'm not having this conversation right now. And they're like,
don't
well,
take
I
my
think...
money, don't take my guns.
Yeah, and we're good. Just like, I'll tell them, I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation. We're out of the bar, I'm having a good time. They're just like, well, I think, I'm like, I didn't ask what you fucking think. I said, shut the fuck up, I'm going to go. I can't even hear them over the fucking music, and they right. just keep wanting to fucking talk about it, because most of these people, their whole personality
politics.
Is fucking, yeah, politics. And I'm like, mine was that for a while, too, when I was doing politics on social media, and I hated it, but...
Mine was too. And the thing I found out too is like these like political creators, dude, they're not truly happy because it's just, I don't know if you found this out, it's depressing. It's so depressing to look at bad news over and over again. It's so stupid and it's so depressing to sit there and you're like, did I do my research right? You know what I mean? It's depressing to sit there and look at like people that are lost causes are just that are berating you. Like, it's just sitting there, you're like, why did I even choose this to make content for?
That's like, the thing. It's like when I started doing it, it's just like I was a dick to a person in one video, and then I wasn't a dick to the person in the next video because in like my first couple videos I did with politics.
The barracks bathroom.
Yeah. And then everyone's just like, oh, well, we didn't like this video because you weren't a dick. And then being a dick on social media ended up being my whole entire personality the whole time I had that account.
Well, that's because your personality. That's what your personality is.
Yeah, yeah. Life. But it's like, I'm an asshole, but I'm unironically an asshole. I like had to try and be an ass in every single video and insult them. It's like, go out of the way. Yeah. Go out of the way to insult people that I don't even know. And normally I just insult people that I do fucking know. But I don't even know these people. I was out there like calling them a fat bitch. Most of the time they were, but...
It's like, you're not wrong, but...
Yeah. It's just like, I
think the whale knows that it's a whale, right? It's just...
I don't know. That's how I got so good at like insulting people. Because the only person that can out-insult me is you. Like, out of all of our friends, the only person that could out-insult me is you. And then it's me. And then I don't think there's any runner-ups to us. At least not that.
There's a couple people that tried.
Casey tried,
but that thing gets buried every time.
It's like, Casey will try, Alex will try. I remember a couple times we were in those Zooms just with all of the American Unity group, and you and I would be roasting each other back and forth. Then Casey would open his mouth, and then you and I were like, okay. Casey,
it didn't help that he'd be sitting in his room, like on Xbox,
smoking a cigarette,
no shirt on, his head shaved except for the top, and he's sitting here like, "We all look dumb," and I'm like, "Casey,
it's like
drinking a Busch Light." I'm like, "Casey, this you look exactly what people think Americans look like. This is you, and you're sitting there, and you're just like, yeah." Y'all look stupid. I love that boy to death, but man.
It's just like, then you'd be like, ooh, why are you guys both going at me? I'm like, because we were talking and you interrupted. Leave this to the big boys. We're both insulting each other, but once you open your mouth, bro.
Exactly.
And try to insult two people, the best, most disrespectful two people in our group. And then you're going to be like, what did I do? You talked. You breathe. You existed. It's going to keep going.
Okay, for people that don't know, that's how, like, we're all still friends, and nobody gets mad about it. Like, we might bury each other, but, I mean, we're like a little bit of a family. So it's, I'm only friends with people who can, like, take that. And I definitely, like, I dish it out, so I know I'm going to have to take it sometimes. But we have.
Sometimes people have stumped you in our group. But it's just because you and I have been going at it or roasting other people, and they've had 3 business days to think of one insult.
Yeah, I don't remember who stumped me. I can't remember the last time I got stumped.
One of them was Sydney. I remember one time Sydney said something so obscure. It's like,
I couldn't process it. I was
we were all
like,
shocked because we're like, damn, that just came out of that 5'2" blonde. Well, she's blonde now, but her neck girl's mouth.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, man, she's a sweetheart. I was like,
I know, she's a sweetheart with a Hoover vacuum for her nose, you know? It's just I don't know where that came from, though. I don't remember what she said, though, to be honest.
I can't remember what she said, but I do remember it was disrespectful shit, but it was funny as fuck.
It definitely was. I don't remember what... Ah, God.
And no one got mad, so it's just like, no one ever gets mad, and that's great, but sometimes...
I wish I remember what she said. I can't.
Sometimes I know in our group some people are trying so hard not to get fucking mad. Casey, yeah. I know he tries really hard not to get mad. Alex, he tries not or tries hard to not get mad.
Anthony got mad at me. Anthony got really mad.
Oh, I do remember that.
We're good now, but he got...
He wanted
to
start it first.
Yeah, because he had just joined. So for... Okay, we did this in this year. So, okay, hold, let's rewind again. American Unity was a group that I wasn't a part of originally. I got added in by you and... Oh, God, and I don't remember who else...
Yeah, I think it was me and Alex added you.
Yeah. And it was this group that turned in... It was just a group of... Instead of political... Well, everyone... They all... Some of them did politics. It was more of... I don't know, country content? Another cringy thing?
It started off as like a political thing, and then it ended up with us not... It was supposed to be like a collab group.
Yeah.
And then all of us ended up not collabing at all and then just hanging out on fucking Zoom because we all live in different fucking states. And then it just became like, it was more for like content. We just became like friends with everyone.
Just friends, yeah. But, so, I used to roast people a lot. And like you said, I'm pretty good at it. You know what I mean? And, well, it depends. Some days I have my days. I haven't done it in so long.
Well, you're just quick with it. That's the main thing.
But anyway, I roast people when they first join. And I remember one day we get this new person who's like, hey, he's going to be a part, you know, put him in a group chat. He's going to join Zooms. Cool guy. And I like Anthony. He's real cool.
Yeah.
But everyone's like, Zach, are you going to do the thing? Because I used to roast every new person. And I was like, no. Like, not right now or whatever. I don't really care. And then, like, he's like, no, let's do it. And I was like, no. And Tristan, even you were like, no, you don't want it. You don't want it.
And that's the thing. It's like, I am great at roasting people. And when I tell someone not to roast someone, that's because that person can out-roast me. In this case, it's you. And I was like, yeah, I'm like, bro, I'm like, don't do it. He's going to hurt your feelings. He's like, no, man, I'm going to hurt his. I'm like, okay.
I didn't even try to start hurting his feelings. And then, so I will always gauge when I'm roasting somebody or I'm joking with somebody, trading insults, I will gauge it off of what they say to me. You know what I mean?
You start off small.
Yeah.
And most of the time, people
like,
just
dang,
come out
bro,
swinging.
Your forehead, big as hell. You know what I mean? But it's, yeah, and then he came out just like, he put a boxing gloves on, the man was throwing haymakers before he even stepped over to the center of the ring. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, bro, what? And so I returned favor, because like, if you're going to throw a haymaker at me, like, I'm going to throw one back. And I don't do it to be mean, and I don't personally say it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, at the end, it's kind of like a fight for me. I want to be like, hey, winners, winners, loser, loser, whatever. What's up, bro? You know? I threw a couple haymakers at him, and oh my God.
I think
I'm
he
so
said
glad.
Something about his girl or something. Or he said
I didn't even know he had
yours.
A girl. He said something about my mom, which I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Like, and I think I love you my said mom. Something about his girl, and then he was like, bro, like, that's not cool.
I'm like, bro, you just insulted my mother.
Yeah, it's just like, mother is way more important than a female. And just, in Anthony's case, he had a different female the next week. So it was kind of like,
hey, you do you, bro.
No, it was like, he came out swinging, and I was like,
oh my God.
I thought he was going to come in like going soft, but he came out swinging. I was like, okay, this isn't going to end well.
Then I remember whose face, like, because he said that, and like, a couple of people's face were just like, I think it might have been Warren. Warren was just like,
mm-hmm.
Because a couple people knew what was coming.
Yeah, fucking. I don't know. I haven't heard from Warren I don't think anyone has.
I haven't heard from
Warren Ziders.
Yeah, if y'all don't know. Hold on. So ours are bright selves, because the Hype House stuff was all the rage still. We're like, we're going to make a content house. We're called the Hick House. This is out of the American Unity people. I don't know what the point of this house was. I just remember like, yeah, this will work. And then who out of I don't remember who said someone we have a talent scout and a manager that wants to come and work with us. Who started Alex. That? Was it Alex?
Yeah, that was Boggle.
How did that even get hooked up? It reached out it reached out to Sydney.
Oh, was it Sydney? I thought it was Alex.
I reached out to Sydney or something like that, or I don't know. In reality, I think Charlie wanted Warren, which I don't blame him.
Yeah, I mean, Warren's fucking, like, huge now.
That's what I'm saying, and Charlie's helped Warren along the way. Obviously, Charlie wanted Warren more than anything else.
Because we all posted politics and jokes. Like, it'd be, it, like if Candace Owens came in there looking for someone.
25,000 followers. I am not management of marketing material.
Yeah, but if and like, I work Candace on my own schedule. Or some other political person, fucking Benito Mussolini, him too. If he came into our fucking... If he came into that and was like, I need talent. He would have gone for, like, the political guys. He wouldn't have picked Warren. But that guy was looking for, like, actual
talent. He was an art... He was a management... he was a manager for, you know, singers.
Yeah.
Which... And he wanted Warren, and he got Warren, and they've been working well ever since, you know, obviously.
Oh, is he still his manager?
Yeah. I think so. Really? Anyway, I'd love to get Warren on the podcast.
Yeah, I haven't reached out to him, really.
If he'd pick up the freaking phone, bro.
Yeah,
I text him every once in a while, I'd be like, hey, bro, congrats. Because him and I used to play COD, Call of Duty, like late night.
Yeah.
On the weekends, so like 3 in the morning. And we talk about life, and like I can say he's a good friend of mine. Obviously, I haven't heard from him in forever, we do this forever. We do this for a long time. I help make stuff for his YouTube, and then we'd even sit there and like he bounced song ideas off of me, and I give him critiques. Man, I wish he'd just pick up the phone, but I'll be texting him and be like, "Hey, bro, I'm proud of you." You know what I mean? So Warren, if you're listening to this by some miracle, we'd love to have you. We haven't talked to you in forever, brother. We'd love to just talk with you.
I feel like if we put him in a group text, he might respond. Just because I feel like he doesn't respond, or just like. No, not like a group text. Like, if you and me put him in, like, a texting chat, like, on iMessage, I feel like he might respond.
Oh, yeah, probably. I don't know. But anyway.
I know he's busy, though.
Yeah.
He's on tour right now. That might have been last month.
I think he's done.
Doing something.
I don't know. When's that big? He's got that festival out in Big Sky.
I don't know.
Montana. I don't know.
Anyway,
where were we going with this story? So we haven't talked to Warren in a while because he got picked up and he signed with a record label, and we just no one's heard from her in a while. So Warren, like I said, if you see this, bro, we'd love to have you.
By a mirror.
Let us know that you're alive.
Yeah,
I know you're alive, but just let us know you're alive.
You're doing well.
Yeah, Zach and Tristan, your two best buds, not your best buds, but your two buddies, just want to know.
But you're not dead.
You're not dead.
No, I do want to know if he's doing well, because I know, like, he got fame really quick. That can be, like, really
Oh, yeah. Him and bad. I would talk, and I would be like, bro, do not for the life of you let this go to your head. Please.
Yeah. Like, and please. That's the one thing that I kind of worried about, too, because after he started, like, getting, like, a lot of fame, he dropped a lot of people and just stopped responding to us, True, Casey, everyone.
Well, to be fair with you, I know a lot of people in the music industry, a lot in the Christian music industry as well, just because my family's been involved with that for a while. It's hard to text a lot of people when you're busy because you're constantly getting your phone blown up, you know, and other stuff. And it's just, it's definitely a balance, but I don't know. I mean, Warren's a good guy. Him and I have talked about how some of his advertisement, though.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's just the one thing that I always like wanted to just give him like an idea on is he wants to promote a song, you know, like when he did this Cowboys All Alone, but it was the same fucking thing, same video. That one he did with that big ass table, that was funny. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
But he just promotes the same song, the same sound clip. I'm like, change it up a little bit. At least that's the only thing I would tell him.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be smart.
It's working for him though. I can't, you know. If it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
Don't fix it. No. But yeah, genuinely, Warren, we'd love to know how you're doing, bro. We miss you. We'd love to have you on the podcast. Speaking of which, we are finally going to honestly try and make guests more of a main focus on this podcast.
I'm trying to think, like, who?
Bro, Kevin. Get Kevin. Iron Sanctuary.
Kevin Lee?
Iron
Sanctuary, yeah. Him or Nathan.
Dude, either one of those. I'd be down to do it this week with one of them. I'd love to talk to Kevin. I'd love to talk to Kevin just because of his weight loss, and that's what I'm going through right now. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to hear his story because he's got cool stuff with mental health. Well, let me take that back. Not cool, but he's doing great things for the mental health community. Mm-hmm. And Nathan, I just, because he can, you know, he can talk about his whole situation. Because if, for those of you who don't know, it's Nate on TikTok. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. Nathan.
Freehofer.
That.
Freihofer, Freehofer.
I don't know. The reason why you saw a lot of military people disappearing off of TikTok and social media is because of him. Not like he was like, get everybody off of TikTok, but go ahead, sorry.
He made a joke about, and I mean, I guess, yeah, in that profession, being an officer, it was a distasteful joke. He made a joke about the Jews or something like that. And
Holocaust
literally, yeah, a joke about the Holocaust.
Yeah.
He said, what Pokemon or what Jewish Pokemon can you catch? He said Ash or something. I thought it was funny. But he posted that, and by the slim fucking chance, the Auschwitz Museum caused an uproar over it. The Auschwitz Museum in Germany caused
Bro,
an uproar
imagine.
Over it.
It's not like a bunch of people. Like, you're going to get canceled. You're going to get... He got canceled right. Like,
yeah,
there's ways to get canceled, and that's, like, the number one, bro. You have Auschwitz saying,
mm-hmm.
stop.
But, no, like, he's a super good dude, but, like, once they posted that, it was, like, there was no way that the army wasn't gonna do or say anything. They had to do something. So, they did what they had to do. I think it was
We'll
pretty...
let him talk about that if we get him on here. Like,
it was,
more
it
details.
Was pretty extreme, I think. Was
yeah.
like he was a good officer from what I've heard from other people on that base. He was always friendly to them. He always did his job. But I mean, it's just that one thing got him. He got Thanos snapped. But he would be cool to talk to about the lifting industry too, because
oh,
have
yeah.
you seen his train? He was anorexic as fuck.
No, I know the man's jacked.
Oh yeah, he's fucking.
Yeah,
he's got
he's
the
huge.
Exact like fucking. Like anime physique.
He's got the V chest.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
But
you don't.
Huh? Me? No, I got terrible chest genetics. It's like I walk into the gym and I get on the bench and everyone's looking at me and I put up 285 and then it makes me feel good because people are like,
bro, you hit
I'm
that.
Like,
that's good.
Yeah, but then I'm like, they're giving me that face because I don't look like I could do that.
No, you look fine. Like your physique, you're getting there.
I'm trying to like
more cutting
it doesn't matter how much I
these
eat.
Days.
It doesn't matter how much I eat, that shit does not go to my fucking legs. Like I squat 365, which I feel is good because my legs are tiny as shit.
That might be genetics.
Yeah, I eat like even if I overload my carbs and everything and I count my fucking macros and they're all high as fucking shit, like it makes me look weird because shoulders get broader, chest goes out. Back gets thicker. My legs are still tiny as fuck.
Look at someone like Larry Wheels. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I know calves are genetics.
Yeah. Well,
I know
yes
if,
and
like,
no.
Quads and hamstrings were.
Oh, you're talking quads and hamstrings. I mean, no. How often do you work them out? I mean, I'm not a fitness coach or a nutritionist by any
like
sort of
legs?
Means. Yeah.
Legs I do, well... So we squat twice a week, but we have
yeah.
one leg concentration day when we don't do anything else. But we do a weird... Our split's weird right now because we're both trying to hit the 1,000-pound club, and our maxes are this week. And so it was back and deadlift, chest, legs, shoulders, chest, legs, and deadlift. Because we do like a six-day split, and then... Sunday we're off, then we fucking redo it. But
yeah.
it's like strength's been going up. Can't
Who's
get
we,
a fucking
by
grow
way?
Though. Oh, me and my buddy Jameson. He's a ex Marine.
Oh no,
dude was.
So he's strong and slow mentally.
He can do pull-ups like a motherfucker.
Yeah, some ring. Do pull-ups in their sleep.
Nah, fucking...
Thank you for your service, but you eat crayons. Army has a drinking problem. The Marines eat crayons. The Navy are... Well, yeah, this month is for the Navy.
Yeah.
The Air Force has got a little bit of cool in them now. Even though, because everyone's going to think Top Gun has got to do with something with the Air Force, but it doesn't. It's Navy. Mm-hmm. I know, it's Navy. That's but everyone's going to think, because everybody in this, you know, not everyone's smart.
Well, then no one knows, like, no one thinks about it. The Navy has multitudes more fighter jets and pilots than the Air Force does. And it sounds dumb.
Yeah, because they have to take off an aircraft carrier. Wouldn't you take a cargo jet off on the aircraft carrier, Tristan?
No. You don't understand what I'm saying. You would think that the Air Force would have more shit. When I was actually still in on Fort Carson, there was this new chopper system that they were working on. I can't remember what it was called, and the Marines use it.
It's Osprey. Like,
is that the one with the two propellers on the side and they tilt? Yeah, yep. I saw that, and I was like, I thought only the Marines had them. I thought they were still in like early development. I didn't think they were actually in commission, but that thing's badass.
Oh, yeah.
That thing's crazy. I was like, damn, dude. And then... When I first saw it, huh?
I'm thinking right, it's technically a VTOL, isn't it? Vertical takeoff and land?
Or land? Yeah. If we're thinking about like what a VTOL is like in Call of Duty,
F-35 is a VTOL. Some of them are. I don't know. Now I gotta look that up if the Osprey, is the Osprey a VTOL? But anyway, continue.
The one, I can't remember what fighter jet it was, but it's the one that can literally just go up and hold right there, like, completely fucking still, because the, not the turret, the engine's, like, tipped down. It was really weird. And I thought it was an actual thing. I thought jets had to, like, go fast.
There's a, okay, so there's a Harrier. The Harrier jump jet was, like, one of the original VTOLs.
Mm-hmm.
And that had a propulsion system that, like, pushed downwards. I don't remember how it's flipped. The one, the more modern day equivalent to that vertical takeoff and land is the F-35. The F-35's actual propulsion system or jet system in the back would like swivel down and then, like,
I think
stuff
that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, if you just like Google like F-35 VTOL, you can see pictures of it.
Nah, they look, they're so fucking sick.
It's a stealth, it's the newest fighter. It's not the newest, but it's one of the newer fighters, is the F-35. It's supposed to, like, replace the F-22, but what I've heard is they're not the best fighters in the world. I wouldn't know. I don't fly fighters, but, like, if anybody that, you know, is a professional fighter pilot, please let me know. Is the F-35 a good plane, or is it not? Because, like I said, what I've heard is it's not horrible, but it's not the best.
VTOLs are not VTOL. Warthogs always superior. But Warthog's not even really like...
It's not fighter jet. It's a close air support.
Mm-hmm. And, but I mean, imagine just getting absolutely, like, you're a Taliban fighter, ISIS, some shit, or some 11-year-old kid holding an AK over there. Fucking just, you hear, you think everything's fucking fine, then you hear, and then your house is gone.
Bro, doesn't, like, one of those cost $11.8 million or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I know they're fucking expensive as shit.
Bro, that's crazy.
I don't even know. Like,
we put a ridiculous amount of money into the military, which is, you know, that's why nobody messes with us. But unless we accidentally
think that our shit wouldn't break.
Yeah, unless we accidentally leave Black Hawks and rifles over in Afghanistan.
Oh, we would never do that.
Never would happen. We're smarter than that. Yeah, also,
4,200 rounds per minute. That's the fire rate of a fucking A-10.
You know, speaking of money, where has these billions of dollars gone that we've sent to Ukraine? Completely switching topics here. Do you know?
Fuck no, I don't know.
Where is it coming from? Is it just like reserve we had or what?
Yeah, they pulled it out of the reserve. But it's like, they're like, yeah, we're sending Ukraine for the military. What really is there to do with that money when you're in the middle of a war? Because they already took out the factories.
I did read something.
What was it?
So there you can, like, there's a link of a website. We could look at it later, but I'll send it to you or something. It's how the money's being dispersed. One of the ways, one of the ways is to strengthen the economy, which is hilarious. Because while our economy is like one of the worst it's been in forever, we're just going to go send money to help someone else's out. Like, I'm not saying the war in Ukraine is a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad, like, I'm just saying, how are we supposed to help other people if we can't even take care of ourselves? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, houses are at an all-time high. Gas is at an all-time high. There's food shortages.
You're in the realty business. What's the housing market like these days?
In Texas, it's retarded. Houses that were going for like... Okay, so think about for Trump era, right?
Right.
Houses here, like my house I'm in right now, I'm in a three bed, two bath, 1,400 square feet. Back in Trump's era, it would have gone... And this isn't me dick riding Trump, but this is true. But it would have gone for maybe like 200, 210, and was built in like 2005. Yeah. My house appraises now at like 360, and people are still paying $15,000 over. Literally, once Biden's out of office and the housing market, luckily if it does, starts going down again, everyone is going to have negative equity.
I don't own a house. I rent right now.
Well, I'm renting this too. But I'm waiting till my I can use my VA loan. But yeah, it's fucking dumb right now. I mean, hell, yeah. Like even our rental places that we deal with here, because we manage them, rent's gone up like $500 in Texas, and that's fucking weird.
I pay like, it's like two bedroom, two bath. It's a nice apartment that I live in. Don't get me wrong.
Mm.
It's not 1,000 square foot though.
It's
we're talking three digits square footage here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I pay north of $1,000 of base rent a month.
What, like
before? Oh my goodness! What happened with my light? I saw here a Shima. Wow.
No, fucking. My brother who lives in Oregon, he has a one bedroom, one bath house, and it's like 700 square feet. His rent was like $1,200.
Yeah,
which is fucking high as shit for that size of an apartment.
Yeah, no.
And then they bumped his shit up to $1,600. For no fucking reason.
Where is it? Is he downtown? Is it downtown? Or is it like in a good real...
He's not in Portland. He's in like Gladstone, which is a very... Never heard of Gladstone. It's a very run down, like shit area. And it was just like, yeah, it's like, they just raised my fucking rent. I'm like, I told you to move out of there like months ago.
Bro, but hold on. Anyway, I pay like over $1,000 a month for base rent.
Mm-hmm.
That's not including my pet fee for little one over here and my utilities. Like, and I don't live, like, the downside of not living out in the country anymore is I can't mail well. You gotta pay city water.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how much is your pet rent?
It's like 50 additional or something like that.
50 a month?
No, sorry. Let me take that back. 25 additional.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad.
It's not, but like, dude, it adds up. You know what I mean? It's just $25 more I gotta spend.
Yeah.
And I can't do things in here. I can't drill anything into anything. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm sitting here like, man, I could be paying a mortgage for the amount of money in total I'm paying for all this. Like, that's a couple years ago.
I'm using my VA loan as soon as I figure out what my disability is gonna be.
I gotta choose how disabled I want to be. Is what that sounded like.
It's up to the military. It's up to the VA. But if I get the one thing that's cool about Texas that I didn't know about, if I by slim chance manage to get 100% disability,
yeah,
I do not pay property taxes. And property taxes, like when you look at an estimate, property taxes are about like $400 or $500 more. It's really interest, and then I also don't pay the private mortgage insurance.
You're about to cheat the system.
That's only if I get 100% though. So we will see. Okay. Well, actually, no. With just a VA loan, I'll have to pay the PMI. But if I get 100, then I won't pay property taxes. That's a fucking game changer.
Oh yeah, no, 100%.
Why is this?
But.
Get an email from your dad now.
Well, we've been rambling on for about an hour and 20 minutes.
Have we? Oh, yeah, it's just an hour.
thank y'all for tuning in. We just really just wanted to talk and get caught up and speak about things that kind of annoyed us. I mean, we don't care. If you can't gather, well, I just stuttered like Biden right there. If you can't gather much from how Tristan and I are, we don't care. I mean, and that's the thing is, like, when I'm friends with somebody, and I'm pretty sure Tristan's the same way, I'm going to call them out on their BS because I want them to be, because I care about them and I want them to be what they say they're about and I want them to be the best versions of themselves. So if you're listening and you felt like we were talking about you, just know, Tristan, I care about you and we want you to do well. So with that being said, we don't care if we stepped on your toes. Genuinely, don't. So that's how we are. We're definitely going to try and have more guests on. We have two potentials, like I said, like we mentioned earlier, that we'd love to have on. Anybody in the comments say who we'd like to have on, realistically speaking, and we can try.
Yeah, I can text Kevin and Nathan. I'm trying to think about who else I know that I actually talk to. I don't really talk to many people, so...
I'd love to get Liam on here and talk about his creation of Tia. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah.
He'd probably be down.
Yeah.
You'd have Lance screaming in the background like a sped kid, but...
It's Lance. He thinks he's Spider-Man, unironically.
But I don't know why my clients are texting me at 8:40, and I'm like, dude...
We're going to let
Tristan answer. We're not friends, bro.
Like, we're going to let Tristan answer those. We're going to. Because he's a good realtor. If your clients, if they're watching this, he's a great realtor. He's good at his job. But we're going to call this one.
Stop texting.
We're going to call this one. If you're not subscribed to the YouTube channel, consider subscribing. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I mean, it's just about everything. Other than that, we'll see y'all later. Deuces.